Hello, this is Dr. Mark Rohde. Let's talk a bit about forgiveness. You know, letting go of feelings of resentment and maybe even thoughts of revenge. It may be completely accurate that your resentment has a strong basis in fact and that you are seriously wronged. But holding on to resentment is not good for anybody. I'd like to spend some time talking about why forgiveness is important and then how giving it up might be accomplished. Why forgiveness is good for people is well studied and fairly easily explained. If resentments occupy your thinking, they also occupy the processing power of your brain and limit your ability to consider the needs of your family, your future, your work, and how you'll spend your time. Since the emotion of anger is a key component of resentment, the anger that you carry has both interpersonal and intrapersonal consequences. That is, it causes problems in getting along with others, as well as problems inside of ourselves. Consider for a moment the type of person that you like being with. Chances are they are not hostile, angry, or brooding. Most of us like hanging out with people who can be positive, engaging, friendly, and fun. If you want to be social, you probably want to limit the amount of angry feelings that you carry around with you. The problems that anger and resentment cause inside of our bodies include huge challenges with coronary artery disease, cellular aging, higher blood pressure, and a weakened immune system, as well as depression and anxiety, and a whole host of other behavioral health problems. Anger creates a toxic environment for our health. Now let's shift towards fostering forgiveness using a four-step process. First, I'd suggest that you express your hurt, pain, and sadness surrounding the resentment. If you're working with a psychologist or a counselor, therapy is a great place to share all of those emotions. Under some circumstances, it may be useful to directly confront those whom you feel have wronged you, but you'll need to think through whether that would be a good idea or not, and whether it might make the situation worse. If not, writing a heartfelt letter, yelling at an empty chair, or having a talk with your most understanding friend is apt to be useful. Second, let's search for an understanding of why the hurtful situation took place, and then look for alternative explanations that take into account the potential for multiple perspectives. You know your own perspective very well, but search for potential reasons for the behavior from the perspective of those around you, including the perpetrator. If someone blames you for something that they did, you've got to wonder why that happened, what was going on in their lives, or what pressures might have explained their conduct. Perhaps we'll never agree on the rationale given, but it's nearly always useful to understand how others think. Third, you'll want to create a zone of safety around you to ensure that you won't be hurt again. That might mean that you'll limit or avoid contact with the offending situation or person, or it could mean that you'll have a snappy comeback for the next time they make an obnoxious, offending remark. As you move toward forgiveness, you'll need to feel like you're not going to have to deal with those challenges again. A sincere apology from the offending party would be nice, but I wouldn't count on getting it, nor would I count on their ability to follow through with the commitment, even if you get an apology. Lastly, you need to let go of the resentment, and that's often a tough decision. Notice that I just called it a decision. That's a very active thing. Letting go means forgiving, not holding a grudge, not guilt-tripping the other person, even though they may screw up again. It means not being a victim again. In challenging situations, you can either be a victim or someone who overcomes the challenges, a hero, if you will. It does mean that you will no longer dwell, replay, ruminate, or obsess about the past. The past is often not a good place to be. Strive to build a new future. Let me give you a quote. Forgiveness may not change the past, but it creates a future where you want to make your home. Now try this. Examine the times that anger, hurt, or sadness about a resentment has kept you from growing into the person you want to be. Second, write a forgiveness letter about the incident that hurt you and share it with a close friend. Then burn or bury the letter while reminding yourself that you can separate yourself from the past because you just aren't willing to live there anymore. Thanks for listening.